We shall now move back to discuss further the idea of the ethical consumer. A 1991 report by Mintel, a market research organization, looked at the issues of conscience that influence the British consumers. The report confirmed that the presence of the ethical consumer is rising and said that the first three most likely issues to stop them buying a product were 1. Environmental issues, 2. Moral issues, and 3. Animal-related issues. The report concluded that the power of this ethical consumer would increase throughout the 1990s. It said this increasing power would be used by the consumer to punish firms who are token green or token moralists. Such companies would be forced by market pressure to review their whole image from an ethical point of view. The report went on to say that those firms who brushed up their ethical policies or who particularly gained a green corporate image were the ones most likely to succeed. Is the power of the consumer strong enough on its own to enforce ethics on whole industries? The problem is that in the first half of the 1990s, most Western economies have moved into recession. Recession means for the economies that both jobs and money are tight. When money is short, then the consumer again must concern himself mostly with economic concerns and not ethical ones. Price begins to rule over morals. Although we have seen a huge decline in the worldwide turnover of the tobacco industry, car industry, packaging industry, and markets for disposable products, the power of the consumer alone is not enough to combat unethical practices in business. Consumer power must be backed up by government intervention.